This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Today, I've got an interesting announcement to share with you. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, healthrangerreport.com. For those of you who are involved in disclosure, or maybe you followed the work of people like Dr. Stephen Greer or Jim Mars or many others, maybe you're interested in ancient astronauts or extraterrestrial civilizations or the history of the origins of DNA and so on. I've got an announcement for you, and I'd like you to share this and get this into the hands of the right people in the right circles. And here it is. You know, I have a laboratory, cwclabs.com, and this laboratory is a world-class ISO-accredited laboratory, and I built it from the ground up. And the accreditation that we've achieved requires 2 years of inspections and audits and so on, and it puts us at a higher level of credibility than most university labs, by the way. Most university labs are not accredited, and I've been to some university labs, and I'll just say some of them are incredibly sloppy, and they would never be able to be accredited because they're doing crappy science. But that is aside. We're doing amazing science, and we're not funded by any government money. This is key. So we don't get grant money from the feds. We don't get university money. And we're not funded by powerful corporations that would want to censor this information. So here's my offer. I'm available to personally conduct metallurgy and elemental composition tests on samples that come from credible sources within the community of people who are exploring ideas like visitation, disclosure, suppressed technology, and so on. If you know people in that realm, and you've been wondering where can we get good honest science that won't be suppressed, where can we get a composition analysis, now you have your answer. And I'm offering this at no charge, and I'm offering it simply in the quest for knowledge and human understanding, expansion of human awakening and all of that. And my reputation is absolutely solid across the realm of people who are interested in the truth. So you know I can't be censored, I can't be bought off, I can't be threatened to cover something up. So cwclabs.com is where you can go to initiate this conversation if you have something that we could test for you. Now, I do want to say, we do not test body fluids and body parts. So please, this is not, I'm not talking about like, send me your Morgellons cyst. It's like, no, please don't do that. We are not equipped for biological tissue sample handling. We can't handle urine, blood, semen. If you send me a vial of semen, it's going in the trash, I swear. What I'm talking about here is metals or objects of unknown composition, and you need an elemental analysis. Now, just to be clear, a little bit of physics and chemistry 101. The instrument that I'm talking about using for this is called an ICP-MS, and it counts the number of elements that are in the sample. To do that, it blasts apart the molecules, leaving only the elements. So in other words, with this instrument, we cannot test intact molecules. For example, pesticides and herbicides are complex molecules that are made of a combination of carbon, carbon and hydrogen and nitrogen and phosphorus and oxygen and so on. Those get blasted apart by this instrument. What's left behind are the individual elements, the magnesium, the lead. Sometimes they're called metals. Sometimes they're called elements. I call them elements from the table of elements. You know, every square in that table of elements, that's what we can see. We cannot see intact complex molecules like bisphenol A or an antibiotic drug or, a phytochemical like catechins from green tea. Those are not things that we can see in this instrument that I'm referring to. We have a different instrument for those things if you want to look at chemicals. So we do have a time of flight mass spec system with a liquid chromatography front end for those kinds of things. But that instrument, I'm not offering that instrument right now because we really have to have reference materials more for that. But for just blasting something apart and counting the elements, we don't need reference materials. So we can look at anything. You can send me a part that you think is from some exotic technology, and you're wondering, what's in this? What is this made of in terms of its elements? We can give you that answer. So that's something that we can do, and actually we do it every day. And what's really interesting about this is we can also look at the radioactive isotopes of various elements, including, for example, cesium. So cesium-137 is one of the byproducts of nuclear, and you know, nuclear bomb or a meltdown. You get cesium-137, and it gives off energy as it's doing the mass to energy conversion, and it downgrades to cesium-134, and then eventually, typically, to 133, which is the stable isotope of cesium. So we can look at these things, and we can actually count in a sample how many atoms are cesium-137, how many are cesium-134, how many are cesium-133, and so on. And we can do this with strontium, 90, you know, iodine. Well, iodine, when it's highly concentrated, it has some other difficult matrix effects. But for most elements, it's very easy for us to test these things, including all the metals. So whether you're talking about titanium or you know, lead or alloys, exotic alloys, gallium, or I don't know, you got maybe some kind of magnesium alloy with zinc in it or something. We can quite readily look at these things. And so I want to put that out there, that we're available to do that, and we're accredited, we're competent, we're experienced, and we're interested in the truth. And that's rare. In fact, I'm not sure that there are really any other labs, I mean, not that I'm aware of, that have that combination. A lot of labs are attached to universities, and universities, sadly, are not interested in the truth. Universities mostly are engaged in suppressing the truth and sort of protecting their monopolies of so-called human knowledge, but they have boundaries. They don't want to go beyond the status quo. And of course, the government itself is all about preventing knowledge of all of these things from leaking out. Rather than disclosing everything to the public, they actually want to suppress knowledge. And, you know, even the military industrial complex, they may have secrets, metallurgy secrets, for all we know, or weapons composition secrets and what have you. So they might not want people to know what's going on or how things are made or what they're made of. Maybe there are exotic elements that that somehow have been incorporated into things that would surprise us. You know, maybe there's a signature in some objects that would be so remarkable that it would be sort of almost a red flag beacon shouting out, hey, this is not the usual stuff. Something's very, very different about this. So I don't know what will come out of this, but I do just want to put that out, that we are available to conduct this testing. So just to review, no body samples, please, for God's sake, stop sending me blood and other things. I don't want that in my lab. And we need to know who this is coming from. So don't just start sending random stuff in a box. And like, this is from anonymous user 4927. Please test this. And it turns out to be highly radioactive, and I have to call in like a bomb squad or something. No, I need to know who it's coming from. And I need to have a conversation with you actually first before I'm going to put it into my instrumentation. And no, I don't want your weapons grade plutonium or other radioactive elements. not interested in having the Nuclear Regulatory Commission auditing my lab. But if you've got something that's got trace, you know, like for example, maybe you're running around, you're collecting soil from crop circles, right? I mean, just as an example, I'm not really into crop circles, but it's a popular culture kind of phenomenon, I guess. Now, let's say you go out and you collect some soil from the crop circles and you want to know, hey, is there anything crazy in this soil? I can do that kind of test. Soil is no problem. We test it all the time. I don't think you're going to find anything crazy, by the way, in crop circle soil, but we could test it and find out and give you the answers. Or suppose you've got some water that you think is somehow, I don't know, augmented in some way. I can tell you the mineral composition, the elemental composition of the water. You're probably not going to see anything too surprising if it's water in terms of just the elements, by the way, but you never know. I'm just putting that out there. What I'm more interested in is more exotic samples of physical objects that might be of an unknown composition or mysterious origin, or even of an ancient origin. So for example, I can test clay from an ancient artifact, or I can test the metals of an ancient artifact, and can give you a very comprehensive and authoritative scientific report. It can be cited in a court of law because it is considered irrefutable scientific evidence of the composition. And I can give you all of the accompanying information that would further support the analytical results, including the internal standards, the calibration data from the instrument, and so on. So there's no way that it could be challenged as being fake data or anything like that. So hopefully that'll give you some ideas. Again, it's cwclabs.com. And my name's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, as you probably know. And I'm a curious, conscious being living on a very tiny dot of water in a very large cosmos. And I'm pretty sure we're not alone. So let's put some good science to this and let's see what we can find out about maybe some things that haven't yet been acknowledged in the human politically correct status quo system of information control. I'll just put it that way. How's that sound? All right, everybody. Take care. We'll see what happens. I'll keep you posted.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals
analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab-tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.